USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And Schumer knows this, and Nancy Pelosi knows this, but they just don't want to give us the victory. I know for a fact. They said, you know what, we can't let them have the wall, because that would be another campaign promise fulfilled.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Missoula, Montana, saying Democrats are backing a caravan of people from Honduras heading here to the U.S. There are reportedly 4,000 in the group, including children, unclear who's paying the bill for food and water along the journey.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points, the NASDAQ dropping 157, and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
A new report on the best cities to look for a job. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The job recruiting website Glassdoor.com coming up with its rankings based on the number of job openings in a city, the median income those jobs pay, and the city's median home value. And according to the website, with that formula, there are currently 92,000 available jobs in Pittsburgh, making it number one. St. Louis coming in at number two on the list, followed by Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Hartford, Connecticut.
I'm still playing. When I don't enjoy the game no more, I won't play no more. So I'm still in the lineup. I'm still playing. I'm still having a lot of fun.
Sports. LeBron James making his debut as an L.A. Laker.
I mean, I'm excited about the game of basketball. So no matter where I am, I'm always excited about playing a game that I love. And, you know, this is an opportunity for me to go out and play. So it's very exciting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump says it certainly appears missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi dead. The president briefed on the situation before flying to Montana for a Make America Great Again rally. There's a new book out on former President Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's Tim Berg interviewing the author. Here's his report.
Civility these days seems to be gone from politics, whether it's the left versus right on social media, the right versus left on TV, cable news, or even on the radio. We're against each other and divided as a nation. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bob Spitz. He's author of a new book titled Reagan, An American Journey. And one of the things I asked him was, what can we learn from Ronald Reagan regarding bipartisanship and how to work with each other?
I think more than anything that we owe Reagan is his ability to compromise. Look, he fought like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democratic Speaker of the House. But at the end of the day, they would meet in Reagan's office and chat companionably like two 70-year-old Irishmen and dip into his liquor cabinet. And they learned how to compromise, and they got things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The NASDAQ dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.